USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Five American citizens are now out of Iran after being imprisoned in the country. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said he had what he described as an emotional conversation with the group of Americans after they landed in Doha.
The freedom of these Americans for so long, unjustly imprisoned and detained in Iran, means some pretty basic things. It means that husbands and wives, fathers and children, grandparents can hug each other again.
In exchange for the Americans, the U.S. agreed to a deal giving Tehran access to billions of dollars of its own oil revenue the U.S. had frozen through sanctions. The deal had faced criticism from Republicans who have accused President Biden of paying ransom to a known state sponsor of terrorism. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
Tehran continues to accelerate its enrichment of weapons-grade uranium and stonewall international inspectors seeking the truth about Iran's weaponization work.
McConnell said the deal is the latest example of President Biden rewarding and incentivizing Iran's bad behavior. The administration is defending the arrangement, stressing that there will be rigid restrictions on Iran's ability to use the money. A person of interest has been detained in connection to the shooting death of a Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy in Palmdale, California. Deputy Ryan Klinkenbrumer was found with gunshot wounds in his patrol car vehicle Saturday evening. Discussions surrounding a renewed attempt at bipartisan immigration reform is gaining momentum. Senator John Cornyn of Texas said he had hoped some sort of reforms would have happened by now.
My thought was that at some point, things would get so bad that President Biden might be prompted to actually do something. And I guess I was wrong.
Since President Biden took office, more than 5.5 million people have entered the country illegally. It's been several years since bipartisan efforts have been made to address the immigration policy reform. This is USA News.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thing.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the Leading Bargain liquid detergent.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has abolished the Senate's informal dress code effective today. Business attire is no longer required on the Senate floor, which means the 100 members can wear whatever they want, but it doesn't apply to their staffers. Schumer changed the dress code simply by letting the sergeant at arms know. Obesity is a growing contributing factor in heart disease deaths. Research shows that it was cited on death certificates three times as often in 2020 than in 1999. The raw data, which came from the CDC, revealed more than 280,000 heart disease deaths linked to obesity in 2020. A Bronx daycare is now closed after a child died due to opioid exposure on Friday. Natalie Migliora has more.
A criminal complaint shows detectives found a kilogram of fentanyl at Divino Nino Daycare on Morris Avenue, along with two press devices in a hallway closet and another in a bedroom.
To think that, like, that could happen anywhere, like in the buildings that I live in, like, next door, you don't know if that's happening.
We have to be constantly worried about where we're leaving our kids now.
The daycare, which was said to be operating in a converted apartment, had passed a surprise city inspection last week. Daycare owner Gray Mendez and a tenant she was renting a room to, Carlisto Acevedo Brito, are facing 11 charges, including murder.
Drew Barrymore is pressing the pause button on the return of her daytime talk show. She says it would not come back till the writer's strike ends. This is after a lot of backlash. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hey, did you know Vistaprint prints everything a small business needs? Like if a barbershop needs signage, we print outdoor signs, posters, and banners. Or if a ballet school needs merch, we print tote bags, t-shirts, hoodies, hats. Or if a coffee shop needs a total refresh, Vistaprint designs logos and prints it on menus, mugs, paper bags, anything. Because with Vistaprint, the printabilities are endless. Print it all with 25% off for new customers with code NEW25 at Vistaprint.com.